I'm Neil from the Starling Tribune, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual host. Check out all the other great podcasts at gunnageek.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. It's a podcast by fans exploring the weekly Marvel Comics issues and news. We're not experts, just a few lifelong Marvel comic fans that want to share our weekly love of new and classic Marvel comic issues. Featuring Lauren's Mutant Musings.
We have Storm being an amazing team leader, as if there was ever any doubt of that.
Featuring Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Reports.
In this issue, the Howling Commandos attack the dock. Rather than trying to take or destroy the base, they're attempting to steal the three helicarriers that are based there.
And featuring Neil's Mighty Marvel moments.
And I even read this issue to my 3-year-old niece, who got really good at yelling, Hellcat! And She-Hulk!
This podcast is not produced, maintained, owned, or directed by Marvel Comics, the Disney Corporation, Fox, Sony, ABC, or Marvel Studios. All characters, situations, and stories are properties of Marvel Comics. Stand by for your weekly Marvel Comic debriefing. I'm Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you are listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.
Now it's time for your scheduled Marvel comic book debriefing. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer, your host to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. This podcast covers Marvel comics that were released for the week starting June 29th, 2016. This time on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report covers Mockingbird number 4, and Lauren's Mutant Musings discusses Extraordinary X-Men number 11 and Uncanny X-Men number 9. As always, if you want to hear more about the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Daredevil Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage on Netflix, and the general Marvel comic universe, please check out the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast found at GunnaGeek.com. And now, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report.
This is consultant Black Adam, and this week I'll be reviewing Mockingbird number 4. It came out this week, written by Chelsea Kane with art by Kate Nimzik. The issue starts with Mockingbird investigating a mass die-off of antelope killed by a disease similar to the one in her own bloodstream. After this, it cuts to her scuba diving into an underwater base of Total Idea Mechanics, an AIM knockoff with red suits instead of the usual yellow. She is going to the rescue of Hawkeye, who has been captured and is about to be dissected. They quickly disable the science terrorists, and Clint figures out that Bobby was going to infiltrate the base anyways to get more information on the disease. Learning about the disease and its effects on Bobby seems to be bringing us back to where the series started, presumably finishing the story arc in the next issue. The banter between Bobby and Clint was great, especially with the mini flashbacks to their marriage counseling sessions from before their divorce. Mockingbird number 5 will be released on July 27th. Mockingbird has to fight her way through a S.H.I.E.L.D. medical clinic, learning some awkward private medical information about her superhero colleagues in the process. Nagging questions regarding ping pong balls and zombie levitation will be answered. And Bobby will punch a whole lot of dead old people.
Mockingbird number 4 was definitely a fun issue for me. The art was simple and colorful, but not sophisticated by any means, and the story was pretty straightforward, making it a very easy read. I enjoyed the flashbacks to Hawkeye and Mockingbird's marriage counseling, and the ties to the main medical story were very apparent while not giving away much of anything. I'm really looking forward to the next issue in this series, and I'm glad it is in my pull list. Next up on Longbox Edition, Lauren's Mutant Musings.
Hey X-Fans, there's two comics for the week of June 29th, 2016. The first one is Extraordinary X-Men number 11 by writer Jeff Lemire and artist Humberto Ramos. We start off with Venom Logan, which you know is always bad. Deadpool has his mouth sewn up, which, as as we have seen before, is a very bad idea, this time somewhat graphically. So while everybody is fighting the Horsemen of the Apocalypse back at X-Haven, Sapna leaves and leaves a note for Ileana saying, "I'm really sorry, but I've been having premonitions, and yes, I'm actually evil. I'm going to kill you, so I'm going to leave until I can fix it." So poor kid, she's on her own. And back with the main fighting that's going on in the issue, Storm and Nightcrawler teleport up to where they find Apocalypse, who kills the mutant embryos they were after, and then Kurt kills Apocalypse, and things get bad. Issue number 2 is Uncanny X-Men number 9 by writer Cullen Bunn and artist Ken Lashley. We have Magneto being rescued by Mystique, and interesting thing I thought in this issue about Mystique, she has a line that I liked. "I've changed shape hundreds of times since then, and with every shift, my brain changes subtly, personality and memories with it." This is a really nice way to retcon character motivation and inconsistencies. So well done, you. Anyway, they find Clan Akaba mutilating Warren in order to strengthen Genocide, Apocalypse's son, who is the big fiery guy in armor. In the meantime, we go back to M-Plate, who's fighting everybody in the sewer. And he tells his sister, Monet, "Only you can save me." Monet says she will stay with M-Plate if he stops feeding on mutants because, you know, there's not many left. And the whole issue ends with a swarm of angry archangels. So, you know, that ain't good. That's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week. And remember, mutant and proud.
This was a very graphic issue of Extraordinary X-Men indeed. There was a lot going on in this issue between the Horsemen fighting, Sapna leaving, and the Apocalypse fight slash death, which included the destruction of the 600 mutant embryos. I had to read it through twice to catch most of everything. I certainly hope everything is a little easier to follow next issue, which is the conclusion in this X-Men Apocalypse Wars arc. Uncanny X-Men number 9 was a bit easier to follow with the art, but it still took some time to take it all in. Learning about Apocalypse's son Genocide is interesting, but I don't have a good sense on what's going on in this complete story arc with tremendously bad things continuing to happen with little in the way of a plan to defeat them. I'm definitely looking forward to the next Uncanny X-Men issue to hopefully bring me some additional perspectives. Thank you, Black Adam, for this continued rundown of the Mockingbird series. I'm really enjoying my time reading it. Listener, Adam is our S.H.I.E.L.D. comic specialist on Longbox Edition, but he loves a host of other comics as well. If you want to talk to Adam about anything from S.H.I.E.L.D. or comic books in general, look him up on Twitter at starsaber_222 and send him a note. Also, thank you, Labrat Lorne, for walking us through the Extraordinary and Uncanny X-Men titles this week. Lorne loves mutants so much, she once read a Star Trek book just because it was a crossover with mutants. And according to her, it was bad. So if you have something to share about the Marvel mutants to a fellow mutant lover, send Lorne a tweet on her Twitter account, at SithWitch. As always, thank you for listening and downloading this podcast. All of us at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition want to hear from you on what you like about our show or your thoughts about Marvel Comics in general. So please check out all the ways to contact us in the show notes or in the outro of this show. Or you can always hit me up on Twitter at Stargate Pioneer. Until next time, I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer. Bye!
Thank you for listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. If you want to contact us, you can tweet us at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/legendsofshield. Swing by our website, www.legendsofshield.com. Look up our Tumblr page at legendsofshield.tumblr.com. Check out our Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. YouTube channel, or send us a voicemail at 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. Intro and outro music, titled Epic Dramatic Track 2014 Version by Star Sound, Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report background music titled The Greater Good Epic Cinematic Trailer by Christopher Fisher Audio. Lauren's Mutant Musings background music titled No Looking Back by 407. And Neil's Mighty Marvel music titled Epic Cinematic Orchestral Background Music by CineScore can be found at pond5.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not represent Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition. Marvel Comics are the property of Marvel. No infringement is intended. We will see you on our next exciting installment of Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition.